to our service of worship on this very special day. And I know we have a lot of visitors with us this morning, with family and so on, and we invite you to fill out one of those bright colored cards you'll find in the pew rack in front of you. Drop it in the offering plate or give it to Barry or to me on your way out of church, and this will help us become better acquainted. Let's take just a moment to greet those who are worshiping around us. Church office as well. So we hope that you'll enjoy the celebration of the morning and the joy of welcoming these 16 young people into our congregation membership.
Please join me in the call to worship. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Come, let us worship God together.
morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the prayer of invocation. Eternal God, we come to you this morning, not because we must, but because we may. We come in freedom to praise you and find in your word guidance for our lives. Strengthen us so that we can return to our daily lives with new direction and the dedication for living our lives according to your will. Fill our hearts with joy and power of your love, so that we may reflect this magnificent love in all that we do. Amen.
Time, I would ask this year's confirmands to step forward and join me on stage, and the parents and mentors to move into the aisles. Parents, you can just stay in the aisles, please. Yes, it is a crew. Good morning. Friends in Christ, the young people standing before you have found nurture and support in the midst of this congregation. They have fulfilled the requirements of our confirmation program and have expressed a desire to unite with us as members. In so doing, they offer to share our ministry, teaching us as well as learning from us as we all seek to follow God's will.
As followers of Jesus Christ, we commit ourselves to share in the worship and service of God, to grow in the knowledge and expression of our faith, to reach out with compassion to those in need, to treat each other with love and understanding, and to return of God a portion of God's gifts.
Parents and mentors, if you could slide in behind your confirmand, that would be great. As the parents and mentors are doing so, yes, this class is humongous. We took our covenant down to a one-year program in ninth grade only, but this year's 10th graders had already started, so they did about half as much work as the Covenant 1 students. So this is a combination of Covenant 1 and 2, your 9th and 10th graders here from First Church. We started a tradition a few years back where I read statements from the parent as well as the mentor. So if you don't know any of these fantastic young people, you'll at least get a snapshot of who they are and what they are about. We will start with Grace Anderson, daughter of Dave and Laura Petrie Anderson. Grace was born on her Grandpa Harlan Horch's 86th birthday, an amazing gift to the whole family. From her earliest days, Grace has been funny, musical, kind to others, and wise beyond her years. We have observed Grace's faith journey to be thoughtful, steadfast, and strong as she moves toward becoming the fourth generation of our family to join First Church. Grace's mentor was Roxanne Miles Trump, or Trump Miles, or something. Okay, I had to lighten it up a little bit. She says Grace is quietly observant and thoughtful. She is a good musician and through her music is growing into a fine young woman. Her spirit is one of cooperation and being part of a team, as she is part of both her school and club swimming teams. I know she will continue to grow in her faith, and it has been my pleasure to get to know her better this year. Adrian Coppage, son of Rich and Melissa Coppage. Adrian is a very caring, sensitive young man who does not show his emotions often. One of his teachers even named him Mr. Covert Ops. Adrian is loving and is always there to try to make you laugh and help in any way he can. He has become more outgoing and generous with his time, and his growth in his faith has been instrumental in this transformation. Nick Scarlotta was his mentor, and he said, "I was honored to be Adrian's mentor. Adrian is a thoughtful young man who is continuously strengthening his faith. I have no doubt Adrian will do great things in his life as he follows in Jesus' footsteps." Brian Denny, son of Steve and Kathy Denny. History Channel, Mythbusters, Cooking Challenges, Brewers Games. If you are what you watch, then Brian is a curious problem solver, future engineer, food fan, and baseball player. Sunday School, Faith Finders, PF, Covenant, VBS, Junior Choir, Christmas Play. If you live by example, then Brian is a sincere, generous helper, a finder of faith, and an active future member of First Church. I was Brian's mentor, and I said, "Brian is an amazing young man with a wide variety of talents and interests. He loves music and can play a handful of instruments, plays baseball, and is a proud Boy Scout. I appreciated connecting with Brian outside of his regular church activities and hearing his honest thoughts about his faith." Michael Elwing, son of Mike and Holly Elwing. Michael was that little boy who loved trucks, playing with Dad's tools, and teaching his little brother how to crawl out of the baby crib. Since then, Michael has grown into a tall young man who has set lofty goals for himself. We are very proud of Michael's accomplishments and his work to become a member of this church. Michael's mentor was Rich Raymond, who said, "Michael is quiet and smiles a lot. Last year, he was on my ASP team, and we connected through solving construction problems with the team. Michael proved to be a good leader and mentor with his peers. Now we have real conversations about God, church, people, school, and future life direction. And, of course, curling." Stephanie Galfano, daughter of Tom and Paige Galfano. Stephanie is the kind of person you just enjoy being around. She's always smiling and laughing, and to spend time with her brings out the best in all of us. She works hard not only in her academics, but also the activity she loves the most, dance. We are so proud and blessed to be her family. Sarah Hoffman was Stephanie's mentor, and she says, "It has been fun to get to know Stephanie. She is a bright, friendly young woman who has really thought about her faiths and beliefs this year. We found a lot of similarities between us in terms of our faith at our coffee dates. I'm very proud of what she has done this year in Covenant, and I'm so happy she'll be an official member." Megan Hahn, daughter of Kurt and Chris Hahn. Megan is a very caring and giving person. From the mission trip with this church to all of the volunteering she does with her dance team, it is very important to her to give back a piece of what God has given to her. We are very proud of the young woman Megan has become. Lisa Probst was Megan's mentor, and she said, "Megan, it has been a joy to share our faith journey through our ASP mission work and the confirmation process. From hanging drywall, taping and painting, and devouring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the work site, to discussions on confirmation, congregationalism, and the lifelong journey that is faith over iced chais and lattes, I am grateful for the time with you. You are a talented young woman full of grace and compassion." Benjamin Hudson, son of Hugh and Carol Hudson. Benjamin has an amazing understanding that God and Jesus are there for us always, especially during times of struggle, simply through prayer. Ben tries to live a good Christian life in his daily life, his participation in community service, and an amazing willingness at age 15 to share not only his time and talents, but also his hard-earned cash with our church. Ben's mentor was Barb Wells, and she says, "Ben is a young man of admired integrity, wise beyond his years. He is thoughtful and loyal to his faith, himself, his family, friends, and community. Ben appreciates the beauty in his life with reverence and meets his challenges with strong resolve. I am confident that Ben will continue to excel in his endeavors and remain committed to sharing his gifts with this church along the way." Sarah Jensen, daughter of Jim and Susan Jensen. I am so proud of Sarah and know she will go far in life. She is one of the most kind and compassionate people I know and has shown this from a very young age. Keep up the wonderful journey that you have started, Sarah. I love you. I was Sarah's mentor and said, "Sarah is a young lady with an amazing energy that positively affects others. She can connect with a wide range of peers, as well as people of all ages, and prides herself in being accepting of others. Sarah was a joy to mentor, as she is both genuine and fun." Russell Mason, son of Scott Mason and Sarah DeYoung. Russell, one of our earliest memories is when you were two, you would pull us back to the nave after coffee hour to see the big key, which was the cross at the front of the church. You were right, even so young, that the cross is the key. Our prayer is that you'll continue to look expectantly, like a child, for the signs of Christ in your world, and you'll try to follow his example in spite of your questions about who he is. We're proud of the faith steps you've taken through Covenant class. Russell's mentor was Andy Hayes, and he said, "Russell is a refreshingly honest, friendly, and decent human being. While seemingly quiet, Russell has plenty to say and good questions to ask. He is a clear thinker who expresses his thoughts concisely, yet thoughtfully at the same time. Russell has approached his faith journey in a genuine and honest way, which is something that should serve him well going forward." Monica Meyer, daughter of Mike and Carrie Meyer. Monica is a kind, loving, and patient young lady who enjoys helping others. She is active in softball, horseback riding, and volleyball. Monica continues to appreciate and understand God's love and guidance in her life. Pat Reddy was Monica's mentor. She said, "Monica is a young woman of few words, yet I discovered in the last few months that Monica dreams big, knows exactly who she is and where she is going, and has a true servant's heart. Grounded in faith, she is currently queen of her chapter of Job's Daughters and is a treasure to this church and community." Zach Miller, son of Greg and Tammy Miller. Zach has grown into his faith and over the past two years, so it's been wonderful to see him ask questions and come to his own realization of what God means to him. He's a very insightful, kind, compassionate, smart, ambitious, athletic, funny, and loving young man that really does try to live by the golden rule. Zach's mentor is Jane Boyd. And she said, "Over the last 2 years, Zach and I have gotten to know each other quite well. He contributes his time and talents to our church, is a wonderful, conscientious, loving, giving, intelligent young man, and I am proud to have been his mentor. He will continue to be an active member of our church." Amelia Moore, daughter of J.C. and Ardith Moore. Amelia is a joyous, bright, hardworking, caring, and compassionate young lady. With a sensitive, kind-hearted nature, service to others on the mission trip was a highlight along Amelia's faith journey thus far. With many future plans for serving others, Amelia looks forward with excitement at growing and maturing in her faith. What a true blessing to be able to call her our daughter. Amelia's mentor was Carrie Scarlotta. She said, "Having the privilege of serving as Amelia's mentor was a true gift. Through our numerous conversations, Amelia demonstrated time and time again her strong devotion to God and this church. I have no doubt that she will be a faithful servant of the Lord, and the light her soul reveals will be shared with all those she meets." Benjamin Peterson, son of Troy and Robin Peterson. We couldn't be more proud of Ben. At Brookfield Central, he's a great student, three-sport athlete, and member of class council. But those are the things that tell you what he does. More importantly, his relationships tell you more about who he is, a great son, brother, grandson, nephew, and friend. And today he confirms that the most important relationship in his life is the one he has with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we think that's awesome. Ben's mentor was Tim Anhauser, and he said, "It has been a privilege to mentor Ben the last few months. Ben is a very thoughtful young man and is embarking on his faith journey with honesty and integrity. His honest questions and thoughtful approach will lead to a life of continuous faith development. Congratulations, and God bless you and your family, Ben." Maddie Sawyer, daughter of Doug and Beth Sawyer. Maddie is a very positive and confident young lady with a keen sense of adventure. She has an honest heart and is caring, loyal, and trustworthy. Maddie is filled with a special joy for life, and we are blessed to watch her grow in her faith. Maddie's mentor was Jesse Reddy, who said, "I found Maddie to be an intelligent, talented, and focused young lady, displaying strong morals and values. She juggles much in her daily life, being a student, sister, daughter, theater extraordinaire, and friend. I believe that God has wonderful things in store for her, and it has been a blessing to mentor her.
Eternal God, we ask your blessings upon Maddie as she continues her journey in the Christian faith. Follow her with that blessing each and every day of her life. Amen.
Haley Scarlatta, daughter of Nick and Carrie Scarlatta. On December 20th, 1998, just 4 days old, we brought Haley to this church, and her tiny soul filled many hearts with love that morning. A few months later, we brought her here to be baptized as she officially began her relationship with God. Through the years, Haley has developed a sincere devotion to God and a willingness to serve others. Today, we are so proud that Haley has made the choice to be confirmed as she continues her faith journey. Haley's mentor was Charlie Wakefield. Haley, I knew you before you took your first breath. You have no idea the joy you brought to our family, both blood and extended. You continue to bring joy to us all as you make the choices that will form the beautiful woman you are becoming. I will always pray for you and with you if you wish, but remember, I'll never say amen. Noah Wells, son of Merrick and Barb Wells. Noah is proud of his involvement in his church and is learning to understand himself as a Christian. He respects the congregational way and is growing in his faith day by day. Fellowship and fun are important to Noah as he builds his sense of independence in a place where he is safe and with people he loves. We thank our church family for helping lead Noah to this special day. Carol Hudson was Noah's mentor. Noah's faith has been increasingly evident as I've watched him grow up in FCC. From his love singing in the choir to Sunday school, VBS, PF, and now Covenant class, Noah has always been an active participant. Hearing Noah express his faith in God, his understanding of being a Christian, and his joy of being part of a church family has made being his mentor a rewarding experience.
Gracious and loving God, you have set these young people apart, providing a course of study and the time to deepen and strengthen their faith. We come to you today as a community in celebration, offering to you our gratitude and praying for their continued nurturing and growth in the way. Lord God, send your Holy Spirit down upon them, we pray, and fill them with wisdom, strength, and courage to step forward in their faith. O Lord, may these young people continue to feel hands upon them as they journey forth today. Continually fill them with your Spirit, and may each one of us gathered here be granted a special measure of that Spirit so that we may be a help to them now and always. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I would like to ask Pastor Bill, Pastor Barry, Jane Boyd, and our moderator, and Kathy Kebekus, Chair of the Deacons, to step forward to offer the right hand of fellowship to our newest members. On behalf of the entire church, we gladly welcome you as full members of this faith community, with all of the rights and responsibilities included therein, and offering our prayers for a long and fruitful relationship. Congratulations. You are excused back to your pews. I would ask the children to come on up. We are just going to do the Lord's Prayer. Parents, reminder that your kids will be in here practicing for Children's Sunday immediately following worship. Let's just make a big circle. Get ready to pray. Governor, can I have you? If everybody could bow our heads, please. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
today's lesson is from Luke 24, verse 28 through 36. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
Thank you. I know some of you are concerned that there are lights out there. There is a medical difficulty that someone is dealing with, so they're all dealing with it right now, so we don't need to worry. Many times during this last year in covenant class, Tanya and I have used the metaphor of the journey of faith. For these 16 young people who have confirmed their faith today, that journey began long ago. Today we recognize them as young adults who freely chosen to remain on this journey with us. People we can learn from as well as teach. People who will lead us as well as follow. People whose presence helps open our eyes to the presence of Christ among us. As we welcome you into membership of this church, I'd like for all of us to consider for the next few moments how today's reading from the Gospel of Luke offers a model for walking together in faith as a covenanted community. In Luke's account, Jesus and the two disciples walked together for several miles on the road to Emmaus. And by the time they arrive, it's time for food and it's time for rest. At first, it looks as though this stranger they've been walking with is going to go on without them. But the disciples beg him to remain, and so Luke tells us he went in to stay with them. In a sense, the first adult decision required of us on the faith journey is that decision whether or not to stay with your companions, the covenanted community. Staying with means remaining in relationship with, hanging in there with one another. As I look at these young people, and I've gotten to know them over the last 2 years, I wonder sometimes what would make these young people feel so at home here at First Congregational Church that they will stay with us through all of the life changes that are in store for them in their lives ahead. You see, when you offer hospitality to someone, you add new members to the family, just as we have today. You make room for them at your table, even if that means rearranging the furniture just a little bit. Now, Jesus had been teaching his two walking companions all day long. But it wasn't until he broke and shared the bread that they finally recognized him. On the faith journey, actions speak louder than words. Walking with one another and Jesus means more than learning the right information in class or reciting the right doctrines of the faith. In fact, it seems to me that it works the other way around. It's the experiences we share here in a covenanted community, all the ways that we share communion that open our eyes to the inner meaning of the church's words, its claim to truth. In Luke's story, right after the two companions finally recognize him, Jesus immediately vanishes. Now here I think Luke points to another important truth about growing in faith. The first thing the two disciples do after this extraordinary experience is to compare their experiences with one another. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road? While he was opening the scripture to us?" You know, you have to notice for a minute here that they didn't start talking about theology. They didn't theorize or analyze. The first thing they did was to share and to confirm with one another the experiences of their hearts. In the same way, walking together on the faith journey means telling our truth at the heart level, as much as at the mind level. The encounter with Jesus is meant to open both our minds and our hearts, not once, but again and again and again along the road of life. And it's meant to open our relationships with one another so that without fear or shame, we share our journey with each other. As equals, as companions, we tell one another that this is what it's been like for me as I've traveled the road so far. Here's my story of how I experienced God. What's it been like for you? Now, right after Jesus vanished, those two traveling companions rush all the way back to Jerusalem in the middle of the night. They do so to tell the 11 and their companions gathered there what had happened to them on the road. This reminds me of what our adult mentors have been doing all year long on this journey to confirmation. They've already traveled their faith journey for a time, and they've wrestled with their own doubts and grief. They have their own unique, eye-opening, heart-opening experiences of faith. They have their own good news to share. And they're the best kind of companions to have on a journey like this. The kind who return to walk with those who are just starting out, to tell them what's happened on the road. Now, it was interesting how many of the mentors asked Tanya and I privately during the course of the year if it was all right to be a mentor if they didn't feel like experts in the Christian faith or the Bible. We told them yes. Because we think that in a covenanted faith community, all of us are gathered here together to be both teachers and learners all of the time. But it's also true that every step of the faith journey is just an intimate dance of faith and doubt, of knowledge and mystery. It carries us forward on the spiritual journey. It's how we learn. It's how we grow in our faith. Because they're honest, the young people who have confirmed their faith today will tell you that although they were ready to profess their Christian faith, they don't claim to have it all figured out. But as our newest members, they're making the decision to stay with the journey, to keep their eyes and minds open to the presence of Christ in their lives every day, every step of the way. You know, it's a complicated, very human process, the mutual growing in faith. But the faith journey is not like any other walk. It's not like any other run or any other race. For one thing, it has no finish line. And if you stay on this journey, it has no winners and it has no losers. Deciding to stay with your companions and stay on the path doesn't necessarily mean we'll ever be honored as spiritual athletes or superstars. In Luke's gospel, Jesus tells the companions what does become of the disciples. They turn into witnesses. At the end of the story, Jesus says, "You are witnesses of these things." A witness is simply one who tells the truth, the best they can about what they've seen and about what they've heard, how they recognize God's presence in the midst of their everyday lives. Sometimes witnesses use words, but more often they tell their truth by how they live their lives and how they make their choices. The young people in today's covenant class will walk a road through the 21st century whose twists and turns we can't even begin to see. Perhaps more than any other generation of Christians, these kids are going to need to learn how to speak their truth in conversation with followers of the world's other great religions. They will need to learn to be honest witnesses with open minds and hearts burning with love. They'll need to learn to practice a deeper hospitality, both with their fellow Christians in the church that is the most diverse the world has ever known, as well as with the adherents of other faiths. In the coming decades, their generation will no doubt redefine what it means to claim the name of Christian. So much depends on their open minds and their good hearts. What I've learned about these 16 young people during this last year gives me great hope. They bring great gifts of honesty and integrity. They bring open-mindedness and humor and humility and compassion. They have gentle spirits and strong minds. And you know what? It's to your credit. For you have taught them by your actions and by your words over the years. And they have much to teach us. God has blessed us with these companions for the journey ahead. As we walk with them into the future, may each of us continue to open our eyes and recognize the loving, living presence of God that is so much a part of the lives of these young boys and girls. They're a blessing, to be sure, to their parents, to their mentors, and to this church. And I'm proud to have you. Amen. As we pray this morning as a congregation, I would ask that you continue to surround with your prayers John Erdahl, Gloria Walsh, who we are happy to say is now at home, as well as continuing to celebrate with the Collis family in the wedding of Drew Collis and Jennifer Carroll. Let us now pray to God, each from your own heart, each in his own way. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the infinite blessings you have given to us and for the joy of this day. We thank you for leading us, for walking with us, for loving us. We ask this morning, Lord, that you help each of us to grow in the process of our spirituality. Increase our appreciation of who you are, of how you love all humanity. Impress us that like you, we can love those who are very different from us, those whose culture and even values are different, Lord. We pray that you make us more sensitive to you and to one another, more conscious of the importance of our relationships. Bring to us both a humility, Lord, and a boldness. Shepherd us in our own spiritual pilgrimage. And give us the courage to be merciful, the endurance to be faithful to those in our care. Gracious Lord, as we worship you this morning, we offer to you our prayers of thanksgiving for this church, for the strength that we find here in trying times, for the comfort in our suffering and our sorrow, and for the joy of celebrating and sharing this journey of faith. We pray that we serve as your voice and your hands as we reach out to those who are in need. We pray, Lord, that our ministries help all to feel your strength and your comfort. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. treasures and our gifts. Some comes from plenty, some from need, some from deepest sorrow of the soul. But you, O Lord, you know our pledges, peace, our promises of goodwill. Accept these gifts and all the life they bring. Amen.